on count. It's closer to level. It's Mansell. Is just dealing. 8 of 9 batters faced. All go down via the K. Swing and a miss and strikeout for Vollert for out number one in the third inning. And that turns things over for the Cardinals. And that will be Maddie Pionik. She's 1 for 1 with a double and a run scored. Or single and a run scored, excuse me. As we move right on along. One down as there's a foul back into the screen. 3-1 count. 2, Pionik. Assumption trying to get back to state for the third year in a row. Same as the Cardinals. Winner. Got to be almost a favorite in Division 4. This foul back on the screen. 0-2. Now the count to Pionik. Be interesting to see how things shake out. If the Royals are done today, if they are. See how competitive balance that, you know, I've met on the record many a time to talk about how that is discrimination out of just being a good team. Get moved up a division. We'll see if the Royals move back down because there's a point threshold as count goes 1-2 to Pionik. Swing and a miss as she couldn't hold up on that one. And back-to-back K's for Vollert for out number two. And that is now 6 in the game for Vollert. As she's dealing, just had that one snafu in the first inning. But Assumption softball, track and field, and of course Assumption soccer, girls soccer, heck of a season there. It's the only 3 teams left here in the high school season for Wisconsin Rapids area. Coos is all done, Port's all done, and so is Lincoln. I shouldn't say that. Lincoln does have a runner in the 400 into the track and field, Aiden Stainbrook. So good luck to that young man. Hope he does well. As foul back into the netting. 0-2 count now to Ilka. Ilka has a strikeout looking in the first inning. Vollert deals home. Rocks fires. It's going to be low. No chasing for Ilka. And the count goes 1-2. Well, if the Royals are done here, tracks this weekend, well, we're going to have some soccer for you. It's on Saturday at 11 a.m., so a little bit before. As there's a liner right back to the glove of Vollert for out number 3 in the inning as the Royals get a good old L1 for the third out. That's 3 in the books. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. As we will continue with the coming up games here in a moment as the Royals go through the second time in the order. Lead off batter, due up. Here in about 30 seconds, here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, low 50s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, few more clouds in the afternoon, and a slight chance of rain, high in the low 80s. Little better chance of rain Friday, partly sunny, high upper 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Anna Schooley, Eric Cavanaugh, and Claire Nelson all due up for the Royals here in the top of the fourth inning. Trying to get their first hit of the game and first base runner even at that as the Royals trying to get going here, trailing Pacelli 1-0. Fourth inning underway as Anna Schooley 0-1 with a strikeout. That's going to be a trend here of everybody has a strikeout for the Royals except for Emerson Bry. A little slap hitter. The Royals was able to get one to the defense as we settle in for the fourth innings. Fouled is Schooley, and she's made contact. 0-1, however, in the count. Mansell, perfect through the game so far. Say you don't talk about anyone having a no-hitter or a perfect game, but we can. It's not our team, right? As pitch high to the backstop, for that's a ball. Uncharacteristic there for the Cardinal hurler. Missing the mark. But, as I was saying, we will be having a little bit of a matinee on Saturday, about 10:50 a.m. The Assumption Royals girls soccer team, regional final game against either Mauston or Richland Center. And that will be at Washington Field, and yours truly on the call. So we're looking forward to that. And then we'll see what they do. Then if they win that, they'll get either River Valley or Aquinas next week sometime. It's popped up, ranging now to play, and no, it's just foul territory. So Schooley lives to see another pitch, one ball. Two strikes in the count. Nobody down, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning, Cardinals up 1-0 over the Royals. Giving a good chase to the third baseman, Pionic. Rocks, fires, Mansell deals home. And that's going to be popped up on the infield. Rangerbacks, a shortstop, camping up underneath of it. And caught is Ava Tess. That will be a fly to six for the out number one. That brings up Ari Cavanaugh. And she had a strikeout. Like I said, notice a trend. As Cavanaugh trying to end the strikeout fest and out fest for the Royals. First pitch on the way, and that's going to be called strike outside corner. First base coach Rob Schill looks back in, stands there waiting the call. Charlie Nelson on third base side. Both standing there watching the game unfold. His pitch high and back to the backstop. And that's the second time that's happened in this inning. Showing a bunt was Cavanaugh. Didn't have to pull it back. 1-1 count to Cavanaugh. As Mansell, another miss there. Hopefully she's all right. Sure she is. Swing and a miss. But actually, that fouls back to the board, to the fence. Standing in, Cavanaugh. Mansell deals home. Swing and a miss. Thought she missed it. Missed that catch. That was well pitched. But either way, she goes down with the K for the second time and the second out of the inning. As I'll bring up Claire Nelson. Going to Drury University down in Springfield, Missouri. We'll see how she does here. Second time, she had a strikeout. First pitch, going to be outside for a ball. Big thank you to all our sponsors that we do have. We'll run through that list a little bit later, but want to give a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing. Of course, our hand from Family Natural Foods. Our friends at sponsor Playmakers. No Playmakers today as we had the game, so James got a nice little evening off. Now he's always working. There's no way for him to never be off. But 2-0 count. Swing and a miss to Nelson. And that's now a 2-1 count to Nelson. So big thank you to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for sponsoring Playmakers. We'll hopefully have her on Friday. James and Seth talking sports and some nonsense. Can't have a sports show without nonsense. Now you think Pat McAfee has a show? It's a lot of nonsense. Nothing against Pat, of course. His pitch low and away for a 3-1 count to Nelson. Nothing against Pat McAfee. He does a good job. Love to have that job. Just sit there for 3 or 4 hours a day, talk sports, and call it a day. I'd love to do that. 3-1 offering. That's going to be hit, popped up outfield, ranging forward is Van Order, and she's under it and makes the catch for out number three. As the wind kind of messed with that at first, but F7 for out number three. And that's no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Royals. 3.5 in the books, and the Cardinals coming up to bat again. 3, 4, 5 batters due up, and we'll have that for in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Three, four, five batters due up for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pacelli leading 1-0 over Assumption. Assumption still without a hit, still without a base runner, too. They have gotten off the schneid with all the strikeouts, but still 9 in the game for Mansell. As the winner moves on to play tomorrow down in Aceta against Melrose Mindoro. Melrose Mindoro, 7-4 victor over Augusta. The Beavers, as Mustangs got the job done. I'm pretty sure I'd take a Mustang over a Beaver in a fight. Just like normally I'd take a lion, you know, a royal lion over a cardinal in a fight. But unless it's, well, I mean, I guess, you know, if it's a bird cardinal maybe, but if you're talking religious person cardinal, I don't know. Interesting. His first pitch to Yenter, that's fouled back into the netting for an 0-1 count. I digress on the Animal Kingdom battles. There's a lot of people that actually make those decisions on their March Madness brackets, and they do well. I don't know how, but they do. Good for them. Ballert delivers. That's going to be high, but called strike for, I thought he called strike, but it should be 1-1 count. Unless he gestured that it was out. I misinterpreted. Pitch. That's going to be back foul. Oh, or 1-2 count to Yenter. Yesterday, saw the two baseball teams still remaining drop out. Assumption got beat 5-1 to Gibraltar, Washington Island, over in Fish Creek, Door County Peninsula. There is 1-2 count, still the enter. And the Rapids Red Raiders, they fell 2-1 to River Falls. This change up goes high and away, and the count goes 2-2. It says 2-2. It should be 3-2, but it says the scoreboard. We'll see. I don't know. I've noticed they've been off a little bit. It's pitch high, and that will be a walk for Yenter. And she's 1-for-1 of the game with a double and RBI, but also has a walk to her credit. And that brings up Amelia Martini, as she's 0-for-1 with strikeout. There's a hit. A rocket shot foul. And ranging over is Stofflet. Pick it up. Throw it back in. So one count to Martini. As we are here, Spud Field in Plover. And it is the Cardinals of Pacelli up 1-0 over the Royals. Bottom fourth inning. Bouncer in there. And that will be a walk. Or actually Yenter, not Martini. They had the count all kind of schnockered up. Excuse the wind over the microphone. Not just me talking. Because now that's Martini in. Martini stands there. Runner on first. She holds up. Think about back picking to first. Was Nelson. Not going to happen. So 1-0 count to Martini. Runner on first. Leadoff walk from Yenter, putting some pressure on the Royals at the moment. Pitch on the way. And that's going to be lined out to right field. And Carroll up. And that's out of here. Fair ball. To a two-shot home run tucked in the fair side of the pole. And it is a 3-0 ball game in favor of Pacelli. So that leadoff walk came back to bite them bigger, as that was a home run over the fence for a second there. I wasn't sure if the wind was going to knock it down a little bit, because there's a little bit of wind whipping here on the pavilion, but did not. Now it's a 3-0 ball game for the Cardinals. Cardinals, they got some insurance runs there. Royals struggling with the plate. It's still early, but they got to feel pretty good with a 3-0 lead if that's how things hold. But now is Ava Tass. His first pitch to the fencing for fouled back in the fencing, I should say, for an 0-1 count. Nobody on, nobody out, but there is a three. There is a three on the scoreboard for the Cardinals as another pitch goes high into the backstop. Ballert slowing down just a little bit, trying to regain some composure here. Delivering home, fouled into the netting, and that will bring the count 1-2. That time of year, the crops are growing. On the way here, I can see the crops growing in the fields already. Still doesn't match the grass that's growing. What can you do about that? It rains 3 days a week. What can you do when you've worked 5 days? Strikeout looking was Tess for out number one. That'll bring up Caden Nelson, who's 0-1. Flew out to right. So the Royals trying to get out of the city without giving up any more damage. Then they got to get charging themselves as they are trailing 3-0. As first pitch could be outside. 1-0 count to Nelson. And now Vollert standing in. Vollert rocks, fires, deals home. And that will be outside. The plate umpire just stood up. It's kind of interesting, but all right, we'll let her happen. Just standing back in is Nelson. Nelson awaits a pitch. Vollert swing and a miss. And the count goes 2-1. According to the scoreboard. Vollert trying to get another one. Deals home. Got to be bouncer in there. And that'll go to a ball. That'll be a 3-1 count now. It's too bad these two teams got to meet in the sectionals instead of at state, where the best team's supposed to meet. It's foul back, and the count goes full to Nelson. Vollert wiping off the ball, getting the dust off of it. She stands in. Vollert stands in, delivers home. And that's going to be hit off the hands. That's going foul territory off the fence on the park side of the fence. And that will be a redo. The count stays full. Nelson stands in, red batting helmet, whitish gray gloves, whitish gray bat, deals home, fouled into the netting yet again. We stay at full count. Royals digging deep here, trying to get out of this inning. They got to get something going offensively. We'll be in the fifth inning, out of seven. We'll see how this goes. Pitch home. That's going to be popped up. Ranging over is Kavanaugh right on the fencing. That's foul ball. Coach Molsky got out of the way as quick as she could. It's one of them plays. Hits the fence before it could get to the glove of Kavanaugh. We still sit with a full count. One down in the inning. Nobody on. 3-0 lead. Pacelli over Assumption. Bottom of the fourth inning. Vollert sends it home, and that's swing and a miss for another strikeout for out number two. He's bringing up Peyton Mansell for a chance to strike out the side. Mansell, she did strike out last time as Vollert was able to give her a taste of her own medicine. As boy, oh boy, Mansell's having a day dealing. This pitch going to be high for a ball one. Nobody on. Two down. But a big two-run shot. Now it's a 3-0 ball game. Pacelli over the Royals. Sun back out now. And that's going to be a liner foul. That was good sound to it, but foul. And it will be a 1-1 count now to Mansell. Cardinals, they got a handful of seniors on the team. Four. Royals, they got three. So it's not like these teams are going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Swing and a miss for Mansell. Well, the Royals, they might be going back to D5. Cardinals, a very strong chance they're staying D4. And a swing and a miss, and Mansell goes down again. Another more taste of her own medicine. Three. Striking out the side is Vollert, but not before a two-run shot by Amelia Martini, and the Cardinals extend their lead with two runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base through four, and the Pacelli Cardinals leading Assumption 3-0, as that will be four, five, six batters due up here in a moment. In 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Four, five, six batters due up for the Royals here in the top of the fifth inning. As Royals, they still have yet to find a hit, have yet to find a base runner as well. As they trail Pacelli 3-0. Peyton Mansell, she's dealing for the Cardinals. As Macy Vollert, Elena Owie, and Brianna Owie due up. The office of Vollert, Owie, and Owie. Due up is Vollert up at the count, 2-0. Vollert stands in. Mansell, she deals. As it's popped up on the infield and popped out of play. So now the count goes 1-1. Yeah, hit the ball button twice on that previous one, so it should just be a 1-1 count. I was thinking something was weird there. Not known for thinking. No, I don't do it often, but I had an idea. That was the wrong count. As Vollert deals. Watches it go by on the inside corner, one ball, two strikes. Mansell trying to return the favor right after she strikes out, trying to strike out Vollert. A little bit of a chess match. Mansell delivers home. It's going to be high. Ball, 2-2 count now. Mansell stands in, awaiting the call of the pitch. She fires home to Vollert. That's going to be high for ball three to load up the count. The Royals and Cardinals, very familiar with each other, but hey, we're also familiar with our sponsors, High School Sports. This season proudly brought to you by Lecon Electric Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons, Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. Of course, with our good friends, Family Natural Foods, and Quality Plus Printing that allows playmakers to happen. And, of course, where Randy's probably at right now, Homestead Golf Course, I'm sure. Where else would he be? He loves his golf. As WRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin. You can listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. And right when I say app, there's a strikeout for Mahler. And that's for out number one. And that brings up Elena Howie, and she's in the count 1-1. Mansell just dealing, doing a great job today, keeping the bases clear of Royals. And that's going to be a 2-1 count now. Royals just trying to get someone on base to break up the perfect game. Worry about the no-hitter later. Mansell stands in, 2-1 count to Elena Howie. And that will be a called strike. And now count levels 2-2. This time of year, just not enough hours in the day. Got your 8-hour shift to work, a couple hours at a ball game. Got to have dinner, shower, figure out what you're going to do tomorrow besides work. And do it all over again, and just like that, all over again, there is a strikeout swinging for Elena Howie for out number two. And Brianna Howie now due up. So first pitch, picked up, grounder by the first baseman. That's a G3U for out number three. Again, broken record. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Royals still trying to find something to do here as they are going to the bottom of the fifth, trailing 3-0 to Pichelli. We'll have the bottom of the inning coming up here momentarily, about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
One batters due for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They got the out situation, their advantage, up 3-0 over the Royals. As the Royals, man, they're trying to keep that scoring to a minimum and got to get their offense going themselves. Due up, it is Ella Van Order. She's 0-1 of the game. Then Jaden Strike, she's 0-1. And then Maddie Pianic, because she's 1-2. So, first pitch, swing and a miss for Van Order, and she's down to the count, 0-1. Again, thank you to the sponsors of Playmakers, Quality Plus Printing, and Family Natural Foods. Unfortunately, didn't get the show in today because of the game that you were listening to. Thank you very much for tuning in. By the way, can't forget that, as count goes 1-1 to Van Order. She tried holding up. Did she go? And the first base says no, she didn't. So it's a 2-1 count now to Van Order. Coach Molsky trying to get her dugout cheering and rowdy. Another pitch going to be low, and count goes 3-1. Very good pitcher's duel today. But it's Mansell who's ruling the day so far. Swing and a miss. And that loads the count here to Van Order. Full count. 3-2. Nobody down. Nobody on. Bottom of the fifth. 3-0 lead. Cardinals over the Royals. Popped foul out of play. Of netting. And the count stays full. 3-2. .530 hour rolling right along. The words of our good buddy Seth on his Trail Tune show. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Foul back into the net. I listened to that the other day. Part of Trail Tunes. I like that. It's a nice change of pace. Then, Saturday, hey, we got soccer coming up. 10:50 a.m. Yes, morning soccer on Saturday. As there's a hit out to the outfield. Coming on is Stofflet. She makes the catch for number one for the Royals. Fly ball to the 7, F7 for out number 1. That brings up Jaden Zdroik. She's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. As I was saying, Saturday morning, 10:50 a.m. here on 105.5 FM, WIRI. Assumption Royals Soccer will find out their opponent on Thursday night. Yeah, that's tomorrow night. A swing and a miss. 0-1 count to Zdroik. So we'll find that up, but we'll have it for you. So what you can do... let's get your Saturday morning polkas in. And then listen to soccer. Then enjoy your Saturdays. There's a grounder hit to Schooley over to first in time to Owie for the old 6-3 put out. And out number 2 in the inning. That'll bring up Maddie Pianik. 1 for 2 in the game. Single. And it did have an error to allow her to get to second. And then a strikeout. So we'll see what she does for third time through the order. And that's called strike one in the low outside corner. Ballard pitching well. She's pitching very well. She's doing what she needs to do. But the Cardinals have just made them pay for just one off pitch. It was not even off pitch. It was just a good swing of the bat, really. The Royals can't complain too much. They just got to get their offense going. Defensively, they've done what they needed to do. Offense, man, it's tough going up against Peyton Mansell. I believe she was the Division 5 Player of the Year last year, if I remember correctly. He's back into the netting again. Count goes 1-2 to Panic. Mullert ready to go. Rocks, fires home. That's going to be high. Panic. Going to be 2-2 count now. As we enjoy this Wednesday evening. Dealing home, and that's going to be foul. Foul ball. And we reload to do it again, 2-2. Kavanaugh pulled her glove back, knowing it was going to be foul. She was still in fair territory, so didn't want to misplay that. That's kind of how D.C. Evers softball made the sectional final over Chippewa Falls. It's chasing the ladder. Swing and a miss is Bianek for the third out in the inning. 5 complete. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And we're going to the 6th. Yes, we are here at Spud Field where the Cardinals hold a 3-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. 7-8-9 batters due up for the Royals as they're running out of time in the game and the season as they have not had anyone reach base, but we'll have that top of the 6th coming up here on 105.5 WIRI.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
.789 due up for the Royals. Lexi Stofflet, Reagan Stobleski, and Emerson Bry. All due up as the Royals trailing 3-0, top of the 6th. There, they need something to happen here, positive. As Stofflet stands in with a 1-1 count. Mansell just been dealing all game. Outstanding job for the young lady as she's propelling the Cardinals to this point, to the next round. Got to be honest about it. This pitch delivers. It's going to be high inside for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. To Stofflet. Stofflet. Strikeout. in the third inning. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for Stofflet. Count levels 2-2. Want to give a big shout-out to a good friend of mine and everybody's friend, the boys basketball coach at Assumption High School, Josh Paltz. Him and his wife welcomed in a beautiful baby girl just the other earlier in the week. As there's a hit shot right fouled up the first base side. That was a fast-moving ball. And it's tough to tell along the left the third base side, the left field side, how fair a foul that was, but that was a laser shot. Swing and a miss, and down goes Stofflet. For out number one in the inning, and that's out number 12. Stobolewski, up. She fell during 2K earlier in the game. Actually, they are changing. They have a substitution now coming up. As we will check for the number here. As when she turns, we will figure it out. So I'll take a moment. It's Coach Charlie Nelson declared that. And letting them know. The Royals probably trying. We got to spark something. We got to get something going here. We got to do something. As we will await the number, I believe that is number 5. That would be Delaney Hahn. Delaney Hahn up for her chance. First pitch on the way, and that's a offered bunt, but that will be a strike for an 0-1 count to Hahn. Pitch on the way. Offered a bunt again. Pull away. Strike number 2. She's down on the count 0-2. One down. Nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. 3-0. Pacelli over the Royals. Mansell. Swing and a miss for Hanna. That's a strikeout. Number 13 in the game. And out number 2. And that brings up Emerson Bry. Royals, they're going to be down to the last 3 outs. They need something good to happen here. Turn it over for them. As they try to, a little slap action there. Doesn't happen. First pitch called strike to Bry. 0-1 count now. Beautiful Plover, Wisconsin Spud Field. Pitch on the way. That's going to be a grounder to third. Third to first in time. As it goes, Pianik to Zdroik for the 5-3 putout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. That's 5.5. And we will be going to the bottom of the sixth, where it's the Cardinals. 2-3-4 batters due up, and we'll have it for you here in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, low 50s. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, few more clouds in the afternoon, and a slight chance of rain, high in the low 80s. Little better chance of rain Friday, partly sunny, high upper 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Bottom of the sixth coming our way as the Cardinals have a 3-0 lead over Assumption softball action as Katie Ilka, Kaylin Yenter, and Amelia Martini all do up as it's getting to be close to last call for the Royals. Trailing 3-0, bottom of the sixth, his first pitch popped up out of play by Ilka for the 0-1 count. Cheap Trick, one of the good classic rock bands I've been able to see over the years. Seen them several times. pitch on the way, and that's going to be foul back. And the 0-2 count now to Ilkka. I-L-K-K-A. Took me the longest time to figure out how to say it. That happens up in Stevens Point. Waller deals home. That's going to be a liner right off of her glove. Throw to first in time. Hopefully Vollert's all right, as it will be the old 4-3 put out. Far out number one, bringing up Kaylin Yunter. Yunter has got to be up as Coach Nelson comes walking out to make sure Vollert's okay, along with Rob Schill. And the trainer coming out to make sure she's okay as well. And trainer's aiming to get there, and Rob Schill looks there and says, okay, fine. Charlie Nelson's already on his way back. And we are to set to play on. One down in the inning. And that brings up Kaylin Yunter, who's 1-for-1 of the game. Does have a walk, has an RBI, and a run scored. It's a nice little day. As Vollert looking to deliver home. She does. There's a strike one. Called strike. 0-1 count to Yunter. Wallert. High. Ball one. 1-1 count now. The score holds. It'll be the Cardinals going to Nacita tomorrow to go up against Melrose Mindoro. Foul up into the netting. Again, Melrose Mindoro, 7-4 victors over Augusta on Monday. They play that game Monday. As whoever is going to win, good luck against whoever won this one. And as of right now, it'll be the Cardinals. And good luck, Melrose Mindoro. You're going to have your work cut out for you. Vollert deals home. This could be high and outside. The count goes to 2. Vollert steps out, steps back in, toes the rubber. She rocks back, fires home. And that's popped up. That's going to be shallow. Ranging in is Stofflet. And Stofflet is there for the fly out to left for out number 2. That'll bring up Amelia Martini, who is 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs as she hit a home run in the 4th inning. She's a strikeout and then that 2-run bomb. Yes, and that's how the Cardinals are up to 3-0 here. His first pitch, ball. Royals need something to happen here in the bottom of their top of the 7th, or else their season is over. Pitch fouled up into the netting. That's a 1-1 count now. To Martini. Royals trying to extend their postseason run and making it down to Goodman Diamond. They've been there 3 years in a row, trying to make a 4. Pitch, going to be high. Count goes. I think it's 2-2 now. Sure. No one's just saying 2-1. Again, can't rely on the scoreboard. Should pay closer attention. As Vollert fires back, and that's going to be hit. Then just dropped in foul territory by Owie. Just right out of her glove. That, you got to put a star on that. If she reaches base, you got to retroactively give an error. So, 2-2 count now to Martini. As Vollert looks to deal home. Potential payoff pitch. Deuce is wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. And that's popped up. Sky high there. It's looking up, camping under Zowie, and she's there for the F4 on the put out for out number 3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And it's a 3-0 ball game going to the top 7. That's last call for the Assumption Royals. Last call. 3 outs to work with as they trail 3-0 to Pacelli, and we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Trying to get anything going. Standing in is Anna Schooley. She's 0 for 2 in the game. Strikeout and the line out to short. As first pitch going to be high for ball one. Again, Royals, they have had no answer for Peyton Mansell. As Mansell, she's perfect through six innings. No walks, no errors, no hit batters, no hits. As offering is Schooley, and the count goes 1-1. Trying to bunt on. No one cares. That's the way. If you got to get on that way, get on. As Royals trying to get going here. Can't remember the last time they've been no hit. Have to do a lot of digging in that. That's pitch. High and inside. Almost some sweet chin music to Schooley, and the count goes 2-1. Mansell's just been dealing, man. She's done a great job. Thirteen strikeouts in the game. Swing and a miss for Schooley, and the count goes 2-2. Schooley, Kavanaugh, Nelson, if someone else gets on, it will be Vollert. Three of those four seniors, this potential last at-bats. Mansell stands in. Schooley stands in, ready to go. Mansell rocks, fires, steals home. That'll be called strike. Goes down looking as Schooley. And that'll be strikeout number 14 for out number one. And that'll bring up Ari Kavanaugh. She's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Try to find somebody without a strikeout in the game. That's going to be hard to do, as the only one to do that is Emerson Bryan. She had a ground out to third and another ground out to third, 5-3. First pitch, looking to bunt, is Kavanaugh, and it's ball, so it's a 1-0 count. Let's try to get on somehow. Got to get some momentum started somewhere, and you've already got two outs left to go in the season. And she hits foul out of play, and the count goes 1-1. That was a close one. Close one for the man in the scoring box. That could have been bad news. As Mansell deals to Kavanaugh, showing bunt, goes high for ball two. 2-1 count now to Mansell, or I mean to Kavanaugh. Mansell still pitching outstanding. Cardinals are going to go as far as Mansell's arm will carry him, be absolutely honest with you. His pitch, swing and a miss for Kavanaugh. The count goes 2-2, one down, nobody on for the Royals. Mansell deals home. Kavanaugh got a piece of it as she was able to foul it back to the screen. That'll be a 2-2 count still. One down, nobody on. So we go right on along. Mansell ready to go. Stands back in. Delivers home. Kavanaugh high, and the count goes full. That's maybe happened one other time in this game, and she was able to get out of it. So we'll see what Kavanaugh can do here. Kavanaugh can break up the perfect game here. Pitch, low, and there's your walk. There's no more perfect game as Kavanaugh reaches base, and that sets the stage for Claire Nelson as the no-hitter's still intact, but perfect game no more. Claire Nelson due up with Macy Vollert. Back-to-back jacks would be something. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Royals fans? Cardinals fans? Probably not. As Nelson stands in. Runner on first, that's Kavanaugh. One down, 3-0. Pacelli leads, top of the seventh inning. First pitch, going to be low. 1-0 count to Nelson. Nelson stands in, waiting second offering, up in the count. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way, that's going to be high for ball number two. So 2-0 count now to Nelson. Baller stands in the on-deck circle as she is the home run hitter for the Royals. We'll see what happens here. It's Nelson. She hits a grounder to second, tags out the runner, and double play, and that is your ball game as Pete Mansell earns the no-hitter, and they get out of that one walk with one out on a double play, and that is your ball game and your season for the Assumption Royals as they fall today 3-0 to Pacelli. So, Seth, take a couple-minute break, and we'll get the unhappy totals here for the Assumption Royals, and we'll be back here for the final time for softball this season here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and share this overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources change, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, it was a pitcher's duel the whole way, and you can't be too upset about that in this level of the playoffs. And, boy, it was a good one, but just didn't go the way of the Assumption Royals as they fell this afternoon at Spud Field at Wowiak Softball Complex, where the two-time defending state champion Pacelli Cardinals, and, man, it's going to take a heck of an effort to beat them. They could make it 3 in a row as they beat the Assumption Royals 3-0. To end the Royals' season. Pacelli, they got things rolling in the first inning when they scored a singular run, a leadoff hit, and then an error led to Matty Pionic reaching base, and then an RBI double by Kaylin Yenter that drove her in. That's how things sat until the fourth inning. When on the fourth inning, a leadoff walk came back to bite the Royals as Amelia Martini hit a two-run bomb to opposite field, right field, to score Kaylin Yenter, and that was all she wrote as the Pacelli Cardinals earn the 3-0 victory over Assumption and will now advance to the sectional final tomorrow afternoon in Nisida, where they will face Melrose Mindoro, who defeated Augusta 7-4 on Monday afternoon. Line score here for the Assumption Royals. No runs, no hits, two errors. Whereas Pacelli, three runs on two hits and no errors. Not much to say for the Royals offensively, so we'll go with Pacelli right away. As Kalen Yenter was 1-for-2 and Martini was 1-for-3. Martini had an RBI and Yenter had an RBI. Martini had two RBIs. Yenter had an RBI and a walk. Paige Mansell, complete game, no runs, no hits. As she struck out 14 and walked one. She only needed 84 pitches to get it done. Now, on the other side, the Royals, well, the only offensive highlight is Ari Cavanaugh, who earned a walk to break up a perfect game. And that's just the way she went today for the Royals at the plate. Macy Vollert got the loss. Tough luck as she gave up two hits, three runs, two of which were earned. But she had 10 strikeouts to her credit and one walk. So, man, it's just one pitch here, one pitch there, possibly go an extra innings. You just never know. But that's how it does go today here this afternoon at Spud Field at the Wowiak Softball Complex. If I was going to say if there was the Seth Habiger play of the game, that definitely was that two-run shot by Amelia Martini. So that does softball for the spring, my friends. I really appreciate everybody who listened, whether it was one game or every single one of them. Really do appreciate it. And without you, couldn't happen. Definitely without our sponsors as well. They are the ones that make things happen as we wrap up the spring season. Still got a few games to go, but let's get one more time. High School Sports proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. And, of course, Randy, where he's hanging out more than likely right now at Homestead Golf Course. And, of course, Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing that make playmakers happen. Unfortunately, no playmakers today as we had the softball game to air. If you have a appreciated support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners, please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. WIRI, 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So, as I said, final softball game of the season here on 105.5 FM, WIRI, and we really appreciate it. But, hey, we're not done with high school sports yet. It's Saturday at 10:50 in the morning, pregame, as we bring you Assumption Regional Final girls soccer when they host either Mauston or Richland Center from Washington Field. So with that, for everybody at 105.5 FM WIRI, for Seth back in the studio, and for myself, Mike Comer, really appreciate it, everybody. You have a great night, great evening, and we'll see you Saturday morning. We'll catch you next time here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Time for eternity. Texas.